All right. Hello and welcome to another week of Exotics Encyclopedia Force Facts. This week, the fact is that in episode one, The Phantom Menace, we see a long-necked motherfucker named Yarel Poof, I believe, sitting on the Jedi Council. But he's missing from episode two, whenever you see any of the council chambers in those scenes. And that is because George Lucas did not want people confusing him with the newly introduced species, the Kaminoans.
You know what? Oh. That makes sense, because he do look like an ugly-ass Kaminoan.
Yeah, so they kind of kept all of his story to a minimum and just kind of clicked Control-Alt-Delete on his ass from the council.
Look at this guy. Jeez.
That long-neck-ass bitch, goddamn!
He ugly. Yeah, I'm kind of glad they went the Kaminoan route, you know?
Bro, he a throat goat. I don't care what you say. He's Cormian. He's a Cormian Jedi Master. I've never even heard of that race before. Cormian.
Yeah, they're from the planet Cormian.
Wow, never would have guessed that from the name. You got me on that one.
Real in-depth, you know? But yeah, apparently he was just, like, a great master of, like, Jedi mind tricks and illusions, but we'll never know.
Oh, he lived a long-ass time, too. Like a couple hundred years.
Yeah, I believe he appeared in some comics and stuff like that, but other than that, we never saw him after episode one.
Yeah, he goes against, what, Nihil?
He died saving Coruscant, too. Kind of cool.
Well, yeah.
One of the more peculiar-looking motherfuckers on the Jedi Council.
His lightsaber looks really cool, too, because it's like, it's like a two-handed, it's not like a staff, but it's like a, well, it kind of is like a staff.
You know what's even better? He got replaced on the Jedi Council by a Jedi named Coleman Trebor. And in episode two, Coleman Trebor is the dinosaur looking motherfucker that Jango two taps right when he tries to go after Dooku.
Oh, the parasaur looking motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Literally a Jedi master just got two. I didn't even know that dude was a master. Just gets two tapped by Jango. Damn.
Wasn't every Jedi that got dropped in the arena a master? No?
No way. No way.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like that would take a lot of fact checking.
Yeah, probably. I feel like most of them were like at least upper knights, right?
Let's see. Like,
because they were all masters. Some of them kind of just like got way too easily.
I mean, they were outnumbered.
Not all of them.
Like 300.
No, they were Padawans. There were regular Jedi. Yeah. That was an amalgamation of weaklings.
Amalgamation of these nuts.
I don't know. Still never forget the iconic Kit Fisto smile.
God, Kit Fisto looks so ugly in the prequel movies. Like Kit Fisto in the Clone Wars, that's that good shit. Kit Fisto in the fucking prequels looks like a fucking wacky inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Kit Fisto's lightsaber from fucking, what's it called? The miniseries? Clone Wars? Banger.
I have Kit Fisto's lightsaber. I love it.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in to another week of some okay Force Facts. And be sure to follow us on all of our socials. Like, subscribe, comment, whatever you want to do. And be sure to keep an eye out for our website coming soon. Y'all have a great one.
May the Force be with you, everyone, and take revel in this moment as he just admitted that his own Force facts are mid. Goodbye, everyone.